Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Acts chapter 5, verse 5 concludes with this statement, "And great fear seized all who heard what had happened." Are you living in fear today? What fears are troubling you? What anxiety maybe has crept in and is inhibiting your relationship with God? I want to encourage you to give it up, but maybe you need to deal with this. Do you want to give it up? Because that is a very important step that all of us must take. You say, well, of course I want to give up my fear. Who wants to live in fear? We have to choose to do it. And once we choose to do that, we give it to Jesus. I don't care if you have to do it 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times a day. Give it to Him. He says in His Word, He tells us, cast all of our anxiety upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. I'm human, you are too. And the temptation for me and for you is to keep picking it back up and wanting to play with it and letting it rule my life. Give it to Him. He wants to cast out that fear. Why are you so fearful? He asked the disciples when they were out there on that lake. Do you have no trust? Do you have no hope? Our hope is in Christ. What's the worst thing that could happen to you or to me from a human perspective? I could die. But see, as a Christian, I don't have to live. I can die because I have the best of both worlds. I'm enjoying abundant life now, and I'm looking forward to eternal life then. So to live or die, we win. Put your trust in Him. Don't let fear rule your life. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.